Today's Amud is Yivamis Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So it says in the Mishnah, Now we have a case where a woman's husband went to Medina Sayyam and he also took along with him their one and only son, their one and only child. Ubayuv Amrula. And eventually, some people, they come and they tell this woman, let's say two Edom even, they tell this woman that meis ba'alich, v'achar kach meis b'neich, that you should know your husband died, and afterwards, your son died. So now, being that the husband died first, and the son was alive at that time, she does not fall to Yibam. Even though then their one and only child then died, it doesn't matter, because at the time that the husband died, the son was alive. So she was an Isha Shiyesh Labanim. They were a couple that had a child together. He was an Ishiyesh Labanim. And Mamela, she does not fall to Yibam, even though right afterwards that child then went ahead and died. So being that she was free to get remarried, Lashuk, according to their Edus, that her husband died first and then the child, Venises, so she went ahead and she married Baruch, she went ahead and she got remarried, Lashuk, she married a random guy. And then they tell her that Chiluf Hayu Advarim, that I can't believe it, we mixed it up. Really, your son died first and then your husband died. And which case you're a Yavama Lashuk, you're a Yavama, you do fall to Yibam. So, and there's a Yavam that's there. So she's a Yavama Lashuk, she's a Yavama that just went ahead and married Lashuk, Be'eser. So the halacha is Teitzei, she has to leave Baruch. She's not allowed to stay with Baruch. She has to go ahead and do Yibam Lashemin. So she's not allowed to stay with Baruch. V'havlad Rishon v'acharein Mamzer. And any child that she had with Baruch Rishon before she found out that really she's Yavama, the Achrayim, and any child that she has with Baruch after she finds out that really she's the Yavama is considered a Mamzer. Basically, any child from Baruch is a Mamzer. The Gemara is going to ask why we mentioned Rishon V'Achrayim. There's no difference, but that's the halacha that the Mishnah is saying, that any child that she had together with Baruch, any child that she will have together with Baruch, has the halachic status of a Mamzer. Now, why would the child be a Mamzer? Because the child is born from an Isser Yavama Lashuk, and even though the Isser of Yavama Lashuk is only a Laisa, say is only alive, the Mishnah is clearly going like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that in Kedushin Taifis and B'chayvi Lavin, that Kedushin is not Taifis with Chayvi Lavin, and the child of such a relationship is a Mamzer. The Gemara will point this out, that the Mishnah seems to be going like Rabbi Akiva, that Geish Mamzer may Chayvi Lavin, but Mela, the child that this lady has with Baruch, any child that she had, Rishon V'Achrayin, is going to be considered a Mamzer. That's case number one. Case number two is the reverse. Amru la meis b'neich v'achar kach meis b'aleich. They tell her that your son died and afterwards your husband died. So at the time that your husband died, you didn't have any children together. So you are a Yavama. You fall to Yibam, to Shimon. Vinis Yavma, she went ahead and she performed Yibam with Shimon. V'achar kach amrula, and then they go ahead and they tell her that I can't believe we mixed it up. Chiluf hayu advarim, we did it again. It was really the opposite. First your husband died, and then your son died. In which case, you're not a Yavama. You don't fall to Yibam. That which you just did Yibam with Shimon, you were over on the Isser of Eishas Ach, because really you're not a Yavama. So the halacha is Teitzei, she has to leave Shimon. She's mamish in Isser Erva. She's an Eishes Ach, who shalei b'makay mitzvah. So she has to leave Shimon, v'havlad Rishon v'achrein Mamzer, and any child that she had before she found out about the mix-up, and any child that she has afterwards, after she finds out about the mix-up, the child is going to be considered a Mamzer, and this is a Kuliyama. This is Mamish from Chivi Krisis. It's an Isser Kares of Eishes Ach. So for sure, in this case, the child, any child that she has with Shimon is a Mamzer, whether it was before she found out about the mix-up or after she found out about the mix up. Case number three is Amrula Meis Ba'aleich. Benises, a regular case, they tell her that her husband died, nothing to do with Yibam. They tell her nothing to do with Yibam. Children, let's say they have 20 children together, doesn't matter. They tell her now that her husband died. Regular case, Isha Shalach Ba'alim Bedina Sayyam, like similar to what we had in the previous Mishnah. Isha's husband, a woman's husband went away to Bedina Sayyam, and they come and they tell her, your husband died. So what does she do? Benises, so she gets remarried. V'achar kach amru la, and then they come and they tell her that really we weren't so accurate. Really, kayim haya, at that time he hadn't yet died. We thought he was dead. He was ill in the hospital. It seemed like he was going to die any moment. So we came and we told you he was dead because we figured at the time that we would tell you he's dead, he would be dead. L'maisa, we looked at the death records and he didn't really die at that time. At the time that you married Baruch, you married some random guy afterwards. So you were really an Ashes Ish because at that time your husband was alive. Umais, but it happens to be true that now he's dead. So at the time you got remarried, he was still alive. But now he's dead. The halacha is, as Tate say, she has to leave the random, the other guy that she was with, let's say Baruch, v'havlad rishay mamzer, and any child that she had with Baruch before she found out about this mix-up is going to be considered a mamzer, because, meaning it's not really about finding out before, it's that any child that she had rishay, v'havlad rishay mamzer, meaning any child that she had with Baruch before her husband actually died, so that means she was an Eishes Ish at the time, so that child is going to be a mamzer. V'achrein, but any child that she had with him after the fact, so that in a mamzer, that she's not an Ishes Ish anymore, so that the child won't be a mamzer. She has to be Teitze, but Lamai said the child won't be a mamzer. Here there's a chilek between Rishon and Achrein. The previous two cases, there was no chilek really between Rishon and Achrein. Here there's a chilek between Rishon and Achrein, because Rishon, she was still an Ishes Ish. Before her husband actually died, she was still an Ishes Ish. So any child she had with Baruch would be considered a mamzer. But Achrein, any child now, after her husband Taka did die, so now any child that she has with Baruch is not going to be considered a mamzer. Case number 4. Amrullah meis balich b'niskatcha. Here, we mentioned this mission earlier in the parak, that here they tell her that her husband died, and she never yet did nisuin with Baruch, but she went and she did erisin, she did kedushin. So, they hadn't yet been together. They just did kedushin. That's not something that's be'atzim asr. V'achar kach ba baila. And then her husband shows up. Her husband is good and well. Reuven shows up. So the halacha is muteres lachzor lai. She's allowed to remain married to Reuven. She's definitely not going to stay with this other guy, the second husband, the second man, because she's an Ashes Ish. Her husband's good and well. Her husband's alive. She's even allowed to go back to her husband because all she did was niskatcha. She never actually did any sort of iser. She never actually did nisuin, never had any bia, just did erisin. Mamela, she's allowed to go back to her original husband, Reuven. And afal pi shenasan la'acharein get. And even if this second man, because he thought he married her, so now he has to give her a get. Let's say whatever it is, he had this thing in his head, he had to give her a get. Lamaisa, even if he gives her a get, loy pasal mina kahuna, the woman does not become pasal kahuna, she does not become a grusha, because it's not a get. It's not, she's not really married to him. She was really an Ashes Ish the whole time. So her marriage to him was never taifes, and the get is not even a reach again, and mamela, she remains mutaris lekahuna. And says the Gemara that Azu Darash Rabbi Elazar ben Nasia, this is something that Rabbi Elazar ben Nasia darshened, that Viisha Grusha Me Isha, that only a woman who's divorced from her husband becomes Pasol Lekahuna, Vulay Me Isha Eno Isha, not from a man who is not her husband. In this case, the second man is not her husband, so that's not going to Pasol her Lekahuna, and we'll see more about this when we get to the Gemara, I believe, on Sadi Dalet. So now says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, my Rishon and my Achrein. By the first two cases, where it said that any child that she had, being a Rishon v'Achrein, the child would be a Mamzer. And the recent case where she was Ivra on the Isra of Yevam al-Shuk, and in the second case where she was Ivra on the Isra of Eishes Ach. So the Mishnah said that Havlad Rishon v'Achrein Mamzer. What does it mean, Havlad Rishon v'Achrein Mamzer? Ilema, like it seems like the Mishnah is saying, that Rishon means Lefnei Shmua, v'Achrein means La'achar Shmua, Rishon means before she finds out about the mix-up, and Achrei means after she finds out about the mix-up. So listen, Avlad Mamzer, if there's no difference between Rishon and Achrein, so why not just say that any child that she has with this man is a Mamzer? Why do we have to mention Rishon and Achrein? So says the Gemara, because it's true that in the first two cases, there's no difference between Rishon and Achrein, but Mishum Dikubai Lemisni Seifa. We want to get to the Seifa, the third case of the Mishnah, where it says, Amrullah Meis Ba'aleich V'Niseis, they tell her that her husband died, and she goes ahead and she gets remarried. And afterwards they tell her that Kayamaya, that really he was alive at that time, Umeis, but now he's taka dead. And over there there's a chilak. Over there, Harisha and Mamzer, the child that she had before is taka Mamzer, because at that time her husband was really alive and she was an Ashes Ish. Va'achar and in a Mamzer, but any child that she subsequently has with this man will not be a Mamzer, because now her husband taka is dead. So since there's a difference between Rishon and Achrin in the Seifa, in the third case of the Mishnah, so Tananami Risha, Rishon v'Achrin Mamzer. So therefore, in the first and second case of the Mishnah also mentions Rishon v'Achrin, even though it's both the same. In both cases, the child's a Mamzer, but Agav the Seifa, Agav the third case, where there's a chilik between Rishon and Achrin, so in the first two cases, it also mentions Rishon v'Achrin. Tanur Abana, we learned in the Braisa that Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva. It's really focusing on the first case of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah was when they told her that first her husband died and then her son died. In which case, since her husband died first, she does not fall to Yibam. So since she doesn't fall to Yibam, she doesn't fall to Shemin, she went and she married Baruch. She married Lashuk. Why not? It was totally mutter. So she married Baruch, and then they come back and they tell her, oh, we mixed it up. Really, your son died first and then your husband died, in which case you're a Yavama. When you're married to Baruch, you're really being Ivran, the Isra of Yavama Lashuk. And the Mishnah says that the child of that relationship that she had with Baruch, Bein Rishon V'Achrin, the child that she has with Baruch is considered a Mamzer. Now, why is a child a Mamzer? It's true, it's Asafer to be with Baruch, but what's the Isser? It's an Isser Leisase of Yavama Lashuk. It's a Lav. So the child of Chayvi Lavin is a Mamzer? Says the Gemara that Zudiv Rabbi Akiva, that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, Shaya Aimer ain't Kedushin Taifsin B'Chayvi Lavin, because that's Taka Rabbi Akiva Shita. He says that Kedushin is not typeface with Chayve Lavin, and Mamela, the child from Chayve Lavin, is a Mamzer. Hence, in our Mishnah, the child of the Yavama Lashuk is considered a Mamzer. It's going like Rabbi Akiva. But if you would ask the Chachamim what they would say in this case, they would say a Mamzer mi Yavama, that there is no Mamzer that gets created from a Yavama Lashuk. Now, ask the Gemara, it's a funny contrast. It says that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, who says that there's Mamzer from Chayvei Lavin, but the Chachamim would tell you there's no Mamzer. I would say there's no Mamzer from Chayvei Lavin. The Mishnah says there's no Mamzer from Yavama. It's almost mashma that there is a Mamzer from Chayvei Lavin, even the Fila Chachamim. Ask the Gemara, V'lema e Mamzer me Chayvei Lavin. Why not make the contrast parallel and say that according to the Chachamim, there's no Mamzer from Chayvei Lavin? Why say there's no Mamzer from Yavam and Lashuk? Say there's no Mamzer from the whole Klal, from the whole category of Lavin. So says the Gemara, because we don't mean that Lefi the Chachamim there's no Mamzer from Lavin. It could be there is Mamzerim from Chayvei Lavin, but Afal Pikein there's no Mamzer from Yavama. Why is that? How could that be? Because Haytana Hachtana Derbi Akivahu. It could be that the Chachamim in this Braisa are really a different shita, Bidasar Biakiva, the Amar, or holds like that other shita, Bidasar Biakiva, the Amar, who says that Michaivi Lavin de She'er Havi Mamzer, Michaivi Lavin Grady Loy Havi Mamzer. Who there is a shita out there that says that there are Mamzerim from Chayvei Lavin, but Afalpikin, it's only from the Chayvei Lavin that are offered to a person because of She'er, because of some sort of karva, because of some sort of closeness in relationship. But when it comes to Chayvei Lavin that are just Stam Chayvei Lavin, like Yavama Lashuk, the Isser that Mrs. Ruvain has to marry Baruch is not because she's close to Baruch, closely related to Baruch. It's not an Isser of an Isser Lav because of some sort of Karva. It's an Isser Lav Stam. It's an Isser Lav Grady. And then by those types of Chayvei Lavin, there's a Shita who holds that even if there's a Mamzerim from Chayvei Lavin, there's no, only when it's Chayvei Lavin is She'er. But when it's Chayvei Lavin Grady, such as an Isser Yavama Lashuk, so then there's no Mamzer. So that's the Pshat in the Braisa. That our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, who holds as a cloud that there's Mamzerim from Chayvei Lavin. The Chachamim would tell you, meaning even the Chachamim will also hold that there's Mamzerim from Chayvei Lavin, but only from Chayvei Lavin of She'er, would tell you that in this case the child's not a Mamzer because there's no Mamzer from Yavama, which is just Chayvei Lavin Grady. That's the Pshat in the Braisa. That's why it doesn't contrast it with Chayvei Lavin. It just says contrasts it with the Isra of Yavama Lashuk. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that Minayin She'en Kedushin Taifsin Biyavama. How do we know that Even the chachamim who normally hold that kedushin is types and b'chayv elavet, meaning the general chachamim who normally hold nalik Rabbi Akiva b'chlal, who say that kedushin is typhus with chayv elavet. According to those chachamim who hold that kedushin is typhus with chayv elavet, says Rav, afal pikein, kedushin is not typhus with yavama l'shak. When Mrs. Ruve marries Baruch and she's a yavama because she really falls to Shimon, so the kedushin is not even typhus with Baruch. Even the fi chachamim who hold that normally kedushin is typhus with chayv elavet. What's the makar that there's no kedushin by yavama l'shak? Let's say like in our case where she thought that her husband died first, but really her child died first. So the marriage that she has with Baruch, the kedushin is not taifes even the fila chachamim. How do we know that? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, leisia eishes hameis achutsa liish zar. The Torah says that the yavama, the eishes hameis, referring to the yavama, so she's not allowed to be hachutsa liish zar. She's not allowed to marry l'shuk. She can't marry a random guy. Which says Rav, we darsha from the pasuk that loit teheba havaya. Laisihia means that there is no kedushin. Not just that it's aser to have the kedushin, but that there is no kedushin. There is no tfisas kedushin. There's no tfisas kedushin with the yavama l'shak. Whereas with Shmuel, Amar Shmuel is chaylik on Rav. And Shmuel says that ban yusenu, which Rashi points out means like the what we'd say anias daiti, says Shmuel that anias daiti, in my humble opinion, that no tzricha get, that really a yavama l'shak, like in our case where Mrs. Ruvain married Baruch, so she's going to require a get from Baruch. She needs to receive a get from Baruch. Why? Because misafka leile Shmuel. Shmuel was misupak that hai lo siya eishes hameis, when we read this pasuk, when he was learning this pasuk, lo siya. So Shmuel was mesupik ilalavu. Is the Torah just telling us a lav that it's aser for her to be with an ishzar? Lo yisiya, don't do it. Lalavu daasa idilma tafsi ba kedushin havu daasa. Or maybe delay tafsi ba kedushin hu daasa. Or maybe it's coming to say like Rav Darshan that lo yisiya means that there is no kedushin. Is it just saying that there shouldn't be, that she's not allowed to, or is it saying that a fact that there isn't any tfisas kedusha? Shmuel was mesupik about it, and therefore he required, in our case, in cases such as ours, he would require Mrs. Ruvain to receive a get from Baruch. Now, Amar Leh Rav Mari Baruch Leh Rav Ashi. Rav Mari Baruch said to Rav Ashi that Hachi Amar Ameimar Halacha Kivasei de Shmuel, that the halacha in this case follows Shmuel, that she's going to require a get. Now Amar Rav Ashi says Rav Ashi that Hashid Amar Ameimar Halacha Kivasei de Shmuel. Now that the halacha follows Shmuel, so that it's going to come out like this: that Imaya Yivama Kayin. If let's say her Yavam is a Kayin. Let's say Shmuel's a Kayin. So you have a case: Mrs. Ruvain is married to Ruvain, and Reuven goes away with their son, and Mrs. Reuven is told by Adam that her husband Reuven died and then her son. So she goes ahead and she marries Baruch. Then she finds out that no, really it was her son who died first, and she falls to Ibam to Shimon. And Reuven and Shimon's last name is Kohen. They're Kohanim. So she falls to a Kohen, but she just went ahead and she's now with Baruch. And according to Shmuel, she needs a get from Baruch. So since she's going to need a get from Baruch, if Baruch would give her a get, she's going to still be Aser to Shimon, because now she's going to be a Grusha. So there's no benefit of her leaving Baruch. It was all a mistake anyways. It was an innocent mistake. So we're not going to leave, we're not going to make her leave Baruch. Instead, we're going to say, Chay Leitzla V'Shar Yoleh. We'll say that Shimon, who's a Kayin, anyways, he can't do Yibam. He should just do Chalitza to Mrs. Reuven, because as of now, she's not a Grusha. She hasn't yet received her get. Shimon should just do Chalitza to Mrs. Ruvain, and then Vishar Yoleh, this way Mrs. Ruvain will be able to have a man that she could stay with. She could stay with Baruch. Says the Gemara, fine, it was a mistake, but Lamaisa, she didn't Avera. She's a Yavama L'shuk, and she went off with Baruch. She was really Yavama. She really felt the Shemin. It's Gure Itzkar. We're going to let her benefit from this. And Kain Matzinu Chayta Niskar. It comes out that the sinner gains. And Hashem doesn't run the world like that, that sinners gain. Nice guys always finish first. So therefore, and so how could we allow her as a chait chayta, as a chayta who's over on the Isra of Yavam Lashak, how could it be that she's going to gain from all this? Ella says the Gemara, that's not what Rav Ashi said. Avada, in that such case, she would have to get a get, and then she would be usher to both men. Ella, what Rav Ashi said was that, Imhaya Yavama Yisrael, is that if Shimon, Reuben and Shimon were Yisraelim, their last name wasn't Cohen. So Shimon's a Yisrael. So now, since Shimon's a Yisrael, the halacha is Naisein Lasheni get, Baruch should give her a get, V'hutra lai. That's what Rav Ashi was coming to say, is that she's mutter to do Yibam with Shimon. Even though an Eishes Ish, who's over, even Baines, like we had in our previous Mishnah, if she thought her husband died and she went and she married someone, so we say Teitzei Mizeh U'Mizeh, she's Aser even from her first husband. In this case, she's allowed to go back to the Yavam, she's allowed to go back to Shimon, so she just needs to get a get. She needs to receive a get from Baruch, but then she's allowed to go ahead and perform Yibam with Shimon. That's the halacha that Rav Ashi was coming to say. Now says the Gemara, Amar Rav Gida, Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, says Rav, that Yevama Kedushin Ein Ba Nesuin Yesh Ba. Like we had Rav Lashitas, like Rav already told us that there's no Tfisas Kedushin with Yevama Lashuk. Says Rav, that Yevama Kedushin Ein Ba, there's no Kedushin, but Nesuin Yesh Ba, there is Nesuin. Now that sounds crazy. Y Kedushin Ein Ba, Nesuin Nami Ein Ba. If there's no Kedushin, so then there's no way to get to Nesuin. How could there be Nesuin without Kedushin? How could there be Nesuin if there's no Kedushin? So says the Gemara, three terutzim. Terutz number one, that Ema Kedushin v'Nesuin Eimba. In a Chanami switch, Rav was coming to say that there's no Kedushin, and therefore, how could there be Nesuin? It's good for what Rav was saying. That Kedushin Eimba, Nesuin Eimba. Of course, that means then that follows suit that there's no Nesuin. Just like I told you, there's no Kedushin, so Mamelu, there's no Nesuin. V'Ibayis Eima, or it could be that what Rav meant to say was as follows. That my Nesuin Yeshba, what did Rav mean when he said that even though there's no Kedushin, there is Nesuin? He didn't mean actual halachic Nesuin. He just meant that if they go ahead and do Nesuin, if Yavam Lashuk would go through the motions and do Nesuin, it would be Biznas, or some switch the gears to Kiznas. It would be treated like a Yavamo who was Mizana. Kidraf Hamnuna, Davram Hamnuna, that Shemeres Yavam Shezinta, Asura Li Yavama. That the Shemeres Yavam, that's Mizana, she becomes Asur to her Yavam. So too, if a Shomeris Yavam does Nesuin, doing Nesuin itself, even though nothing's actually Chal, doing Nesuin is treated like Znus, and then she's going to become Aser to her Yavam. The Bayisema, third tarets of what Rav meant to say, is that La'ilam Kedamara Meikara, that Kedushin Eimba Nesuin Yeshba, that there's no Kedushin, meaning if she does Kedushin with Baruch, she does not need to receive a get, because there's no Kedushin. But if she does Nesuin with Baruch, so then she's going to need to receive a get, even though halachically nothing's is chal by the Nesuin, still she's going to need to receive a get from Baruch. Now why would that be? Why would that be that she would need to receive a get if nothing was chal? Says the Gemara to explain Rav's halacha, the michlafa b'isha shalach b'ayla l'medin esayam. Because our case is similar to the woman whose husband went out of town, not in the context of Yibam, but in the context where the woman went ahead and got remarried, and then really her husband was alive, her husband comes back, and in that type of case, the halacha is that if she does Kedushin, she does not need to receive a get, because she didn't do any Avera. But if she did Nesuin, so then we're Kainesir, that she needs to receive a get. So too in this case, with the mistaken Yibam, with the mistaken Isser Yivam Lashak, so it appears similar. People mix up the two cases, and therefore the halacha is the same, that if she does Kedushin, so then she does not need to receive a get. But if she does Nesuin, even though nothing is Chal, once she does the Maisa of Nesuin, so then she's going to need to receive a get, so that it shouldn't get mixed up with the Isha Shalach Baila L'Medina Sayyam.